Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? Or in the case of today, We're Interviewing Who? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and it is my absolute honor to have James Hong as my guest for this episode. If you don't know him visually, you have certainly heard his voice. James Hong is one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood. He has over 650 credits to his name. He has 5 projects this year alone, the most recent of which is Wendell and Wild, in which he voiced Father Bests. He's also in Everything Everywhere All at Once. He was a voice in Turning Red. He is Mr. Ping from Kung Fu Panda. He was also in Blade Runner and Big Trouble in Little China. Truly just an absolute honor to get to talk to him, and what a character he is as well. You don't technically need to have seen Wendell and Wild for this interview to make sense, although I really truly encourage you to watch the movie. It's out on Netflix. And without further ado, here's We're Interviewing Who?
I just want to say congrats on your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and your upcoming Icon Award. It's such a delight to see you finally being recognized properly.
Yes, yes. Isn't that wonderful? At this age, I finally get some recognition.
So it took long enough.
You would think I should have gotten that star in the Walk of Fame years ago, you know.
At least a few decades, but, you know, at least it showed up.
that's true. Finally, Daniel Day-Kim got me, got the Chamber of Commerce to listen and say, hey, you got to give this guy, he's got 700 or more credits, you know. He dug up all my credits and showed it and pushed for me. And he got the money on GoFundMe, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So it shows that the fans threw in the money and got me that star of Walk of Fame. And I celebrate it like crazy.
As you should. But speaking of one of your numerous credits for Wendell and Wild.
Yeah.
I would love to know, what do you admire most about Father Bests?
Well, that father is so dedicated to his goal and his purpose in life that he wants to keep his school going. And that's a wonderful cause, you know. So he likes to do his best, and he thinks he is the best in the world. And that's why he can go from one world to another world and fool around with these guys, Jordan Peele and Michael and Wendell and Wild. And Henry directed me perfectly into the role, I think. Did you like what I did in as Father Best?
I did very much. I think there's a complexity to the morality of him that you portrayed very well.
What morality did you see?
Well, I think a lack of it in many departments is what I saw, but in a charming way.
So I hope your fans love the movie, and I think they should see it because, you know, it has not only wonderful animation, but the score, the music, and the wonderful voices by all these Academy Award winners even. You know, it's something that everybody would like to see because it's different. It's not the same old animation, right? It's stop motion, and the music is different. What can I say? Just see it on Netflix watch it over and over again. It won't cost you any more than the first time.
that's an excellent sales point. No, I think for me also, one of the things I loved about it is like the character designs and how diverse everyone is. And it's just part of the story. You know, nobody's being called out for being black or you know, using a wheelchair or whatever it is. Your character's presence, it was really nice to see because we don't see that a lot in animation.
That's true.
And I'm actually really curious to see what your reaction was upon seeing your character design for the first time.
Yeah, well, it, like you say, it goes also from all ages, you know, because mm-hmm. the main character is only about 16 and she wants to do something worthwhile in her life after she suffered from a terrible background being, you know, in her childhood. In that sense, I'm sure a lot of teenagers will identify with the character. And as far as my character, I just have to get into the mood in that dubbing room and listen to Henry Selick and all the work we put into it and the stop motion, everything. I'm very happy with the film.
What do you think the most underappreciated part of voice acting is?
Most people don't really know who did what. That's amazing, you know. Because when I go to an autograph convention, they don't seem to want the pictures of Big Trouble, Kung Fu Panda, for instance, you know. Although I've done Mr. Ping from the beginning to the very present time, They want Big Trouble in Little China. They want Blade Runner. They want the films that they see visually what I've done. And what can I say to that? Nothing.
I'm excited for people to ask you for Gong Gong signed photos now, because that's like one of
wonder,
my favorite.
I wonder if people will like that film enough to ask for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I hope we get nominated and win the award.
I do too. I got to meet the Daniels and the whole cast up in San Francisco a couple of months ago, and it was a delight. I'm sad you couldn't be there, but
we're going to take a quick break and be right back. And we're back.
What do you think, speaking more broadly about you as an actor, as a performer, what do you think a risk that you have taken in your career has been that has paid off the most?
Ah, good question. I haven't thought about that very much, but I think definitely the breakthrough picture was Big Trouble in Little China. After that, I think there's a certain atmosphere that was created in the industry that, he was in Big Trouble, Little China. You know, even if it's a serious role of another kind, they know what I did in creating all those characters in that movie. And it's a classic. I think almost everybody has seen that movie at one time or another, you know. So I think that was the breakthrough. Other than that, there hasn't been that many breakthrough, although the star in the Walk of Fame recently has created a lot of attention. You know, then, and the whole aspect of, the horrible aspect of the Asians being picked on has brought the issue of we got to give the Asian Americans a better chance, a better image, you know? And so, so these films that are created with better roles creates that image of the Asian Americans, you know, that we are part of the principal walk of life in the American life.
Absolutely. I know you're a big proponent and early sort of advocate for Asian and Asian American acting classes. Is there one thing in particular that you really think we need to see the most progress on in that department?
Yeah, well, East-West Players has progressed to when I started it with one play, Rashomon. You know, we did that for several months and finally got recognized. And now they got, you know, each year the East-West Players does about five plays, you know, and they run classes. They do everything to upgrade the industry for the Asian Americans. So all those things help, you know, classes and good movies, series. It's bringing the whole level up to a totally new aspect for the industry for us.
Going back to Wendell and Wilde, this is another question I asked Henry, just for context. He describes Buffalo Belzer's place as hell for the danged, not the damned. Do you have any habits that might put you at risk for heading to hell for the danged? Not the damned, just the danged.
Well, once in a while, I'll belch. That's a bad habit, I think. But I'm probably the only actor that can belch on cue.
That was so impressive.
Who knows?
That was the True. Most spectacular burp I've witnessed in a long time. Wow. Sorry. Switching gears a little bit. Growing up, who was your favorite fictional character?
Fictional? Yes. Who is my fictional character? Oh, they all are. You know, they I've done so many, it's hard to name. What do you think would be your idea of what I did?
Oh, Big Trouble is probably up there.
Yeah.
You know, your recent work has really brought me a lot of joy. So I don't know if it can qualify as favorite, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope, Everything Everywhere All at Once will get nominated at the Academy Award time. You know what I mean? So we can get recognized for the so-called good work we did on that movie. And Wendell and Wilde, I hope it may have a chance, let's hope, to be nominated.
Yeah, I mean, Wendell and Wilde, you know, Turning Red. True. I saw the new Kung Fu Panda. You've had a very busy year,
yeah,
as all your years
true.
Seem to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, right, yeah. And I hope it continues forever.
Absolutely. Do you remember the first film that you saw in theaters growing up?
Any film, you mean?
Any film. Ideally the first film that you saw, that you remember.
Well,
almost
the worst and best film I've seen. I used to go to the Astor Theater in Minneapolis when I was a kid, when they showed double features. and the mummy pictures scare the heck out of me, and and you know, scare the heck out of me. Those
I can imagine. Again, this has been such a delightful turn. My last question is, you've had such an amazing career, life in general. How do you define personal success? And has that definition changed from when you were younger? So what do you consider success now?
Well, when I was younger, I never thought of the word success because as a young person in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there was no success for, there was no chance for success for Asian Americans because you're just a small minority in among all the Scandinavians. You don't think of success. You just think of survival and having some fun, you know, and doing your best in school. But now I think at the present time, I would like to produce and direct, not direct anymore, but produce and act in a movie that is really considered one of the top movies in the sense of entertainment. You know, it can be dealing with heavy subject drama of the Asian Americans or just plain entertaining. You know, I have a script that's called Honkenstein, and it's me becoming Honkenstein, creating a monster and a girl monster that don't like him and et cetera, and they go through life and what I have to do to bring all of them together again, you know. So I would like to make that film before I pass. I hope I get the chance.
I would very much like to see that film. And I think your mummy impression was probably a very good, you know, it's like a relatively transferable performance. So I think that right there gave us what we needed.
Well, maybe you can write the script of the James Hong as the mummy.
Hey, I am down. Although maybe call the Daniels first. I feel like they might have a better chance at getting it made. I'm just going to post that and, you know, then we'll get it made. That you'll get the GoFundMe immediately. It has been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you so much. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Thank you for
having me. Have a good day.
Thank you again for talking.
A huge thank you to James Hong, or should I say Hongenstein. Wendell and Wild is out streaming now on Netflix. And if you liked this episode, we would love it if you could leave us a rating or a review or even consider subscribing.